This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, Social Security drops the cell phone requirement. Hi, this is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Well, it didn't take long. Last week's post was all about how Social Security had implemented a new, what's called a two-factor authentication scheme, which is a secondary validation of your login credentials on the website. So instead of just using a username and password, which is a very simple way of securing information, they added the requirement of supplying a code that the Social Security Administration would text to your cell phone every time you tried to access your online Social Security account. And on July 30th of 2016 here, they made that a requirement where in the past it had just been an option. Well, last week's blog post was all about that situation, and we now have to reverse that because today, as I record this on August 15th of 2016, they have removed the requirement of having a cell phone and receiving a text in order to access your Social Security account. Apparently, way too many people were either unable to receive these text messages or were uncomfortable using this kind of two-step process in order to access their account. So effectively, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, I'm not sure, enough people raised an issue with this that Social Security Administration backtracked, and they have now removed the requirement of receiving a text message in order to grant a code in order to access your Social Security account. Now, the good news for people who want to keep that security level on their account is the option still does exist. So those of you who have a Social Security account online and are comfortable receiving a text message that you have to input along with your username and password, I would encourage you to keep doing that because anything we can do to help secure or keep private our private information and prevent accounts of ours from being manipulated or stolen, I think that's a good idea. So the Social Security Administration is recommending people who are comfortable with it continue to use the system, and they also have promised to come up with additional ways of providing this two-factor authentication technique where there's some extra component that you have to include with your username and password in order to get access to your account. There's just too many people who are losing their passwords through them being stolen or just using too easy of a password. There's a variety of ways where hackers can obtain your username and password. So providing this extra level of security, I think, is important to Social Security. That's good, but they just are kind of slow with coming up with some options. So as these new options get rolled out, we will keep you up to date here on the blog, but I wanted to get this reversal of the Social Security position on this feature out as soon as possible. So there you go. We've got 2 weeks with two completely opposite announcements, I guess. So thanks for joining us on this week's edition of HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. I've got a great topic for next week, so I'll see you next week with that post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.